Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Are online ads driving you insane? Straight ahead, the details on Google's new ad blocking tool that could improve your ad consuming experience.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing reporting from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. So Google has officially told publishers it will give them at least 6 months to prepare for a brand new ad blocking tool. The company will introduce this new tool in its Chrome web browser next year. They've opted to call it a filter and not a blocker for ads that annoy users. Joining us now with more is the Wall Street Journal's Jack Marshall, also host of the Media Mix podcast. Welcome, Jack.
Thanks.
So cooking right now over at Google is something that potentially tempers ads on sites that provide this bad advertising experience for users. So let's back that up just a tad. What constitutes a bad advertising experience? What have these companies learned about what users hate the most about ads, and what kinds of ads are the most shunned?
Yeah, so I think, you know, just thinking about your own internet experience, I think everybody has sort of an idea of ads that they find particularly annoying.
Yeah.
For example, ads that automatically play with sound, I think a lot of people find frustrating.
That's a big one.
Ads that sort of pop up and cover content that they're trying to read.
Yeah, you're trying to scroll and then you're like, what's going on here?
The page moves around, things start flying around. So I think those are the types of ads that a lot of publishers have started to realize, you know, perhaps turn consumers off and are sort of counterproductive to what advertisers ultimately are trying to achieve. So, yeah, so Google's plan is to sort of implement what it's calling a filter within its Chrome web browser.
As opposed to a blocker, let's say.
As opposed to a blocker. I mean, this is sort of semantic to a degree. To filter ads, you have to block some ads. So, yeah, to sort of weed out some of the ads that consumers find sort of particularly egregious. So as far as Google is concerned, it's looking to there's an industry body called the Coalition for Better Advertising, which has conducted some research and sort of arrived at a conclusion that certain ad formats, you know, are deemed sort of unacceptable. And it's those ads that initially, at least, Google is going to sort of weed out of consumers' web experiences.
Could this possibly also be the result of the rise of ad blockers? It seems like a lot more people use them these days more than in the past. I'm wondering if that might factor in Google's thinking here.
Absolutely, yes. So it's sort of complicated and seems counterintuitive to a degree because Google's business obviously thrives on advertising.
Ads, right? Yeah.
The vast majority of the advertising of the revenue that Google generates is through advertising. But yeah, again, I think online publishers have sort of pushed some of the boundaries a little bit too far in some instances and have begun to turn consumers off. So you have consumers installing ad blockers, which is obviously bad news for publishers and for Google, which helps to serve ads onto those websites. So yeah, to a degree, I think this is sort of a defensive measure. I think the thinking is if we can just sort of clean up some of the more egregious sort of spammy ad tactics, then ultimately, consumers won't feel the need to install an ad blocker. So, you know, some advertising is better than no advertising.
You know, there's that catch-22 for publishers as well because, you know, blocking ads that consumers hate also threatens some substantial cash for publishers. Is there concern among companies on that front?
Yeah, so I think publishers are sort of waiting to see how this pans out.
Okay.
But I think a lot of them are open to it. Again, the idea being that certain websites are perhaps more aggressive with this than others.
Mm-hmm.
So publishers who consider themselves sort of towards the premium end of the spectrum, whatever that means, sort of say, hey, look, this shouldn't impact us anyway. It's, you know, it's the guys further down sort of the spectrum that are more aggressive with some of this stuff. So I think a lot of major publishers, big brand publishers, will welcome this because in theory, it should mean more ad dollars to go around to the less sort of aggressive ad tactics out there.
Will Google be helping publishers prepare and break this system in beforehand?
Yeah, so Google's releasing a tool which publishers will be able to use sort of between now and early next year, which will give them a breakdown of sort of a rating of their website in terms of, you know, how many violations it has in terms of ad formats. The idea being that, you know, it can sort of prepare publishers before they switch on this ad filter to sort of get their sites into shape, or at very least, you know, give them some information about what they're doing,
right,
that which may impact them.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jack Marshall about Google's new ad tool. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thank you for joining us. So this ad filtering slash blocking tool is a start, but does Google have any other things cooking, anything else up its sleeve, and will there continue to be focus on perfecting this tricky online ad machine and how it runs?
Yeah, again, you know, it's a difficult dance for Google because they sit in between a lot of different constituents. So on the one hand, they have consumers, they sell cell phones, they have their Chrome web browser, so they have to keep consumers happy. On the other side, they work with publishers. They help place ads on across a huge array of publisher websites, so they need to sort of consider the interests of publishers.
Right.
And then, of course, they have their own business interests, which is, to sort of help facilitate those ads and to take a cut of that revenue. I think you'll see a lot of different tests and a lot of different things that they'll do to sort of do that dance and try and walk that fine line between all those different interests.
Jack Marshall, thanks very much.
Sure.
You can check out more at WSJ.com. Wrapping up the Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.